Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. This is not some simple trivial analogy or some empty metaphor or some colorful language. This is our faith. The Christmas message is that the Son of God became the Son of Mary. The Word of God, who was with God in the beginning, has come in the flesh of men. The principle that philosophers of the world regard as the really real, the good, the eternal logos, is not some abstract notion in your head. That which holds all things together in heaven and on earth is a person. And not just a person, but now a man. And not just any man, a Messiah and a Savior sent to redeem us from our sin. On the very first day, God said, "Let there be light," and there was. He said it. God doesn't just speak words, He makes statements, and only statements are true. What natural philosophers call the laws of nature or natural law, these are really the statements of God. Let there be light. Let there be moon and stars and sun. Wind and the waves, be still. Lazarus, come out. Statements, declarations, words. Creation is built upon the words of God. Creation is God's subject, and the eternal word of God predicates all things. You cannot know truth apart from words. You cannot think without words. Creation is held together, not by atoms, chemical bonds, and fundamental forces. Reality is held together by words in, with, and under the governing word of God. And the scripture says that the Word is a person. And Christmas says that the Word became one of us. We were made in the image of God, born with the capacity to use words and through them speak the truth and to perceive the truth ourselves. God allowed Adam to name the animals. What an honor. A serious business, but he's up to the task. He knew right words already. The Word was with him. But he lost that Word when he sinned. And because he sinned, we sin. We imagine false narratives, think false things, use false words. Knowledge of a certain type is a curse, really. Knowledge is a curse if it is by what we know how to speak falsely, spin a different reality from God's, speak whatever way to get your way, to believe lies even in the face of truth. So the curse of Babel wasn't actually an act of cruelty on the part of God. It was a counter-curse to the tree. The confusing of words was an act of mercy. They were using words to build themselves up and to fortify themselves in a delusion that they could live apart from the Word of God. The whole point of speaking is to give God the glory, to speak His words, to delight in His law, to live in His Son. Without that, the ability to speak just gets us into trouble. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word who was with God and who was God. He created all things. He set Adam in paradise with Eve. He talked with them. He told them not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's the knowledge of true statements, the ability to twist words into false ones, lies. In the beginning, the Word was with God. Alleluia. Yet from the beginning, the devil was a liar, a speaker of false words. In the end, there will be Christ and Antichrist, just as in the beginning there was Word to be followed by lies. You know, Satan means accuser, and to accuse is to use words. He prowls around like a roaring lion, accusing the saints of God day and night. He accuses them of being impure, defiled, and worthy of God's wrath and judgment. And that's not a false statement as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. Just as if someone were to say, "Don't fear danger. God will protect you." That's true. But to say that without adding, "Don't put the Lord your God to the test," it is only a half-truth. That's the business of the devil. And that's what Satan left out. So Jesus, in his own temptation, filled in the missing word. And there's a missing word in Satan's accusations against us. He speaks a true word of God, but there's another word without which that word is a half-truth. Law without gospel. Satan leaves it out, but the word of God fills it in. The word of God became flesh. He was sent to cover our iniquities with his blood, and as he bled out and died, he said it was finished. A complete sentence. Conceived in sin, we were destined for wrath, but it only looked that way. Smoke and mirrors, a half-truth, really a lie, because before he formed you in the womb, God stated that he would send a Savior into the world to crush Satan's power underfoot and pay the wages for your sin. Satan's accusations are just slander. He says you're a sinner, but he leaves out a word. Yes, you are a sinner, a redeemed sinner. His words are proven to be lies, the lies they always were. Lies, lies, and more lies are his trade. But Jesus Christ is born. And with that revelation, the script is flipped. Abel's blood cries from the ground for vengeance, and the ground is satisfied with the blood of the Lamb. Your sins are forgiven on account of the Word of God, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because of Christmas Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.